Kelly facing the tall right-hander Luttman. First pitch is a high fastball, swung on and missed, strike one, as Kelly went out of the strike zone there and chased the high cheese. Sanchez with good speed at second. Outfield straight away. Angevine maybe swung about three steps to the left field side of center. And a ball hit back up the middle, and nice stop by Arce. His throw is going to be in time. Great play by Chris Arce to throw out Kelly. That ball off the bat looked like it was ticketed for center field. But Arce, who had swung over towards the second base bag, able to get it behind second and make an off-balance throw to retire Kelly. Two away on the play. Sanchez moves to third. And Bradley Morris will be the batter. Morris is doubled and flied to left. Morris, right-handed hitter. Swings at a fastball right in on the hands and doesn't get it. Strike one. An error began the inning. A single by Lewis after the sacrifice, a two-run double by Sanchez. He's now at third with two outs. Fastball misses high, and it's 1-1. Eli Blurton starting to play catch down in the Stanislaus bullpen. Pitch misses high, and it's 2-1. Again, pressure on Schiattani, the catcher. With a runner at third and two outs, got to be able to block anything in the dirt. Morris trying to give the Warriors the lead. Pitch misses low, 3-1. Eric Perez waits on deck. Fastball catches the outside corner, and it's 3-2. That's a good pitch that time by Luttman. And now Morris got to find a way to put the bat on the ball, put some pressure on the Western Oregon defense. Sanchez at third. He represents the go-ahead run. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Luttman's 3-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Hit the dirt, tagged out by Schiattani. And the inning is over. But not before the Warriors tie it up as they pick up two runs on two hits. There was a big error, and they leave a runner at third. We're going to head to the seventh in this seven-inning game. We are tied at two.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Top of the seventh inning. Line score race for Stanislaus. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Western Oregon. Two runs, five hits. They have committed one error, and that error was huge as it led directly to the two-run rally and allowed Stanislaus to tie it. We head to the seventh. We can close the book on Wyatt Rosales. He goes 5 1/3 solid innings. He gives up just four hits, two runs, one of them earned. He didn't walk a batter, and he struck out four. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters for the Wolves. It'll be Olson, O'Connor, and back to the top of the order, and Garvey. Olson today, 0-2, line to center, fly to center. He is 2-7 in this series. And the first pitch drills him. And that is not how you want to start. Your team ties it up for you, and you hit the first batter on the first pitch.
Now batting for the Wolves, number six, Finn O'Connor.
And Finn O'Connor, more than likely, going to probably bunt. Blurton's still getting loose. O'Connor has popped to first, and he has struck out swinging. He does square to bunt, and he takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. O'Connor waits. Olsen takes his lead from first, squares to bunt, bunts it up the first base side, a good one. Ball just hits and stops. Perez has got it, high throw, but Sanchez pulls it down. Sacrifice goes 2-3. And Olsen, the go-ahead run now in scoring position with one out for Zane Garvey.
Now batting for Western Oregon, number 18, Zane Garvey.
Garvey, 1-for-3. Singled his last time and scored. He is now 1-for-9 in the series. Left-handed hitter waits. First pitch fastball misses a little in. Ball one. Luna looking in. Thought that was caught the inside corner. Outfield straight away in deep. 1-0 pitch is hit out into left center field. Chasing after it is Kelly. He'll not get it. He fields it on a couple of hops. Holding at third is Olsen. He had to make sure that Kelly couldn't catch it. It'll be a single for Garvey and runners at the corners with one out for Chris Arcee. So Garvey with back-to-back hits. And Arcee, who has been very impressive at the plate today, will bat with runners at the corners. He is 0-for-3 in this game. He has grounded to short twice and he's grounded to first. But he homered and tripled and knocked in three in game one. And now Coach Leonaggio is going to take the walk out. And I think we might see the closer. We will. It'll be Eli Blurton to come in to face Arcee with runners at the corners and one out. Call to the pen brought to you by Crivelli Insurance. 2-2 ball game. Western Oregon runners in the corners with one out here in the top of the seventh. We'll be right back with more after this.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
On, and he will try to get out of a first and third mess. For Blurton, this will be his fifth appearance. All in relief, he is 2-1 with a save and a 1.13 ERA. In eight innings, he's given up seven hits, six runs. One of them earned. He has walked five. He has struck out 11. Opponents hitting 212 against him. He took the loss here in the extra inning, seven-inning game last Saturday. As Warriors, he got out of a jam, and then the Warriors gave up nine runs in the eighth inning, all but one of them unearned. But Blurton was on the hook for the loss. And he is going to have to pitch out of a mess. Hernan Luna came into a bases-loaded one-out situation in the sixth inning and got out of it without allowing a run to keep it a 2-0 game. The Warriors tied it in the bottom of the sixth on a two-run double by Kian Sanchez. But a hit batter on the first pitch, a sacrifice, and a bloop single to put runners at the corners with one out, and Chris Arcee, the Wolves' best hitter, coming to the plate. Where he's going to play the corners in. Middle infield, back double play depth. First pitch is a slider down in the dirt. Ball one.
$1,500.
RC, right-handed hitter, waits. Pitched another one in the dirt, almost hit RC, and it's 2-0, and Blurton hadn't been anywhere near the plate so far. He's got an open bag, but it's second base. Not exactly what you want to do to load the bases. And Tyler Moeller up next. And RC going to hit one out into shallow right center field, chasing over to Taylor. The dive by Likens. He makes the catch. Tagging and scoring from third is Olsen, and it's 3-2. The throw to third just in case he left early. And the umpire said, no, he did not. It'll be a sacrifice fly for RC. And the Wolves lead 3-2. On the play, the runner goes to second. Now they throw to first. They throw it over everybody. And Sanchez has to go chase it down. And he throws it back in. They're just trying to see if the runner from first, Garvey, left too soon. And then Blurton just launched it over. Now they're going to throw the ball to Lewis. He's going to go to the second base. And did he leave early? No, he did not. And so that'll be an error on Blurton for throwing over Sanchez's head, allowing the runner to go to third. But it has been a weird inning. So a sacrifice fly on a great diving catch by Likens allows Olsen to score. On the play, Garvey ends up at third. And now Moeller will bat with two outs and a runner at third, and Western Oregon leading 3-2. First pitch, nice stab by Perez. Ball one. So leadoff plunk on the first pitch of the inning comes back to bite Stanislaus. Another pitch misses low. 2-0. For the Warriors in the bottom of the seventh, it'll be Perez, Taylor, and Reyes. No activity in the Western Oregon pen, so Lettman more than likely to come out and pitch the seventh. And he hits. Moeller does Blurton. And runners at the corners now again with two outs. And we'll have a pinch hitter. It will be Evan McGuire, 6'7", 210-pound junior from Vancouver, Washington, will hit. And Coach Lianese are going to go out and try to calm down his closer. Harden, who was the DH, was pinch run for in the last inning by Chapman. So now McGuire will come up and bat. This inning has been less than stellar for Stanislaus. McGuire. Be his third at bat. He is 0 for 2 with a walk. So runners at the corners, two outs, a run in. Western Oregon has retaken the lead 3-2 after the Warriors tied it with two in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch slider snaps over for a strike. So whatever Coach Lianesio expressed to Blurton, message received. 3-2 Western Oregon. Garvey at third, Moeller at first. Another slider. That one catches the inside corner, and it's 0-2. When Blurton gets that pitch over, he is a handful. The pitch to McGuire. Pitch in the dirt, and somehow Perez. Well, actually, it hits McGuire and ricochets off and hits Perez in the shoulder. And the bases are loaded for Alex Angevine. 0-2 pitch. And Blurton, not only did he hit McGuire, but he got his catcher dinged. That is the third hit batter of the inning by the Warriors. And they're going to go out and take a look at Perez. So Garvey now at third, Moeller at second, McGuire at first, Angevine, who is 0 for 2. He has struck out been robbed on a great running catch over the shoulder by Harris, the shortstop, in shallow left center field, and then he walked his last time up. So all the momentum was in the Stanislaus dugout after they tied it at two, but a hit batter to start the inning, a sacrifice, a bloop single, a sacrifice fly, and two hit batters, a run in, the bases loaded, and Angevine an opportunity to add on. Pinch runner for Western Oregon. That'll be Jager Baldwin. To run for McGuire. So Blurton, who threw two great sliders to get ahead of McGuire, 0-2, just missed badly and just drilled him on the 0-2 pitch. And a first pitch slider almost hits Angevine, and it misses inside, ball one. Slider, check swing, foul at the plate, strike one. Blurton just trying to get the Warriors back in the dugout, down by no more than one. Angevine, the freshman, waits. Slider, chop, slowly foul up the third base side. It will trickle about 10 feet foul, and now Blurton one strike away, one and two. He's ahead of McGuire 0-2 and drilled him. Bases loaded, two outs, top of the seventh, 3-2 Western Oregon. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, strike three, as Blurton gets the strikeout to end the inning, but not before the Wolves take the lead as they pick up a run on a hit. Three hit batters, and they leave them loaded. We're going to head to the bottom of the seventh. Warriors need one to tie, two to go home happy. It's Western Oregon 3, Stanislaus 2.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Stanislaus needs to figure out a way to score a run here. They trail 3-2. The Chase Wilson will pinch hit for Perez to lead it off. Wilson, who started behind the plate in yesterday's 13-0 shellacking. And ever since then, it has been all Western Oregon. Their pitching has been outstanding. On the year, Wilson hitting .294, a home run and four RBIs. If you can find a way to get on, the Warriors pinch runner extraordinaire Eli Hancock, I'm going to guess, will have a helmet on. Yes, he does. Hunter Lettman, who got out of the jam in the sixth inning, keeping it tied, has a chance to win it now. And the first pitch to Wilson is a fastball down and in, and he fouls it back to the screen, strike one. It has been a frustrating day for the Warriors, especially offensively. First, that 0-1 pitch hangs high, 1-1. Right now, if you're the Warriors, find a way, anyhow, any way to get on. Warriors got a break last inning where they got on an error to lead off the inning. Fastball misses high, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch to Wilson misses high, and it's 3-1. And Lettman won wide one away from walking the leadoff hitter after his team gave him a 3-2 lead. Three-one pitch, misses up and in, ball four, and that's a leadoff walk. And that is not what you wanted to see if you're Coach Walker and what you would love to see if you're Coach Leonasio. And we'll have a pinch runner as Eli. No, actually, excuse me, it's A.J. Carter. Or maybe it isn't A.J. Carter. I thought it would be Hancock. That's normally who runs. So they're deciding what they want to do here with who's going to run. Oh, it is. It's Carter. He just didn't give him the wristband. So A.J. Carter, who has not been able to play today after crashing into the wall yesterday, Warriors starting center fielder who can fly, will be the runner at first base with nobody out. And Cameron Taylor. And the pitching coach is going to go back out again to the mound, and some activity down in the Western Oregon bullpen, a right-hander about to get loose. And this will be as much a stall tactic as anything else. This game was flying. We were five innings in, and it was about an hour and 2 minutes. And the last inning and a half has taken almost an hour. That's kind of how baseball goes sometimes. So a long conversation. So decision time here. Taylor 0 for 2. He has flied out and he has bounced back to the mound, but he homered here in game one. That was the lone run Stanislaus scored in a game they lost 5-1. Here they trail 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh of the seven inning game. So Sid Aguilar finally said, you know what, at some point today, guys, I'd like to get some dinner. So we need to wrap this up and decide what you're going to do. There, now they're having a nice chat out there. It finally breaks up. And Taylor will come to the plate. Taylor's got big-time power. Garvey holding on Carter at first. RC pinched up the middle, as is O'Connor. First pitch, squares to bunt, bunts it up the third base side. Coming in to get it is Nazario. His throw will be in time to first. And on the play, Carter moves to second. So the tying run in scoring position with one out for Jacob Reyes.
Now batting for the Warriors, number five, Jacob Reyes.
Reyes today has doubled, and he is grounded to second. Outfielders move a little bit in, especially Olsen in right field. First pitch to Reyes is a fastball right down the chute, strike one. Base hit to the outfield, unless it's hit on a line right at one of the outfielders, you would expect Carter to be able to score with his speed. Lettman from the stretch, the one strike pitch, Reyes squares to bunt, takes a strike, and now he's behind in the count 0-2. Now Reyes going to have to battle. Still a big hole on the right side as Garvey, the first baseman, not more than a couple steps off the line. And Reyes tries to go that way and he shoots it foul right side. Stay alive at 0-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice stop by Schiattani. And it's 1-2. Reyes trying to get the Warriors tied again. They tied it in the bottom of the sixth, but Western Oregon put a run across in the top of the seventh. They lead 3-2 in this seven-inning game. Breaking ball misses a little down and away. Reyes able to hold up, and it's 2-2. Carter with his lead from second. Luttman deals. Ray's going to hit one to third on a hop. Nazario's got it. He'll throw across the diamond, and there are two away. And the last hope for the Warriors, and it's going to be a pinch hitter. Chris Ortiz is going to grab a bat, and he is going to come out into the on-deck circle, and he will hit for Jacob Harris.
Now, batting for the Warriors, number 33, Chris Ortiz.
Ortiz, who in the first game started behind the plate and went 0 for 2 with a walk. On the season, he is 1 for 19. But he is a much, much better hitter than that. Carter had to hold it second. So where's down to their last out? So we talked about in the first game, Ortiz, a career 280 hitter in the CCAA. After 3 years at Sonoma State. Trying to keep this game alive and get the Warriors tied. First pitch is a fastball called a strike at the bottom of the zone, 0-1. Ortiz thought that might have been a little too low. Luttman from the stretch takes a peek at Carter, deals, fastball, strike two. And now the Warriors down to their final strike. Carter will go on contact with two outs. Ortiz going to have to battle now behind in the count 0-2. Warriors trail 3-2 here, bottom of the seventh of this seven-inning nightcap. Carter takes off, throw is low, and it's going to get passed. And Carter has to hold up a great play by Finn O'Connor, who got over there and backed it up. If he is not there, this game would have been tied. It'll be a stolen base for Carter. Shiatani threw it straight in the dirt, and it got past Nazario, but Nazario got just enough of a glove on it to slow it down and allow O'Connor to get to it. But now the tying run 90 feet away. And 1-2, the count to Ortiz. Well, the Warriors took a chance, and it almost worked. Oh, take it back. Colin Irwin now is catching. Didn't get that change. It's all right. It's been a long day. Irwin tried to gun down Carter and almost threw it into left field. Fastball misses high, 2-2. And now pressure on Irwin. But the guy, Luttman, who's got good stuff, but if he throws one in the dirt, you got to keep it in front of you if you're Irwin. And if you're Carter, you got to make sure you get a bounce in case the ball bounces away from the catcher. 2-2 the count to Ortiz. The pitch is popped up, right side, right field, shallow, out is Archie, in is the right fielder, Olsen. It'll be Olsen to make the catch, and the ball game is over, and Western Oregon, after getting beat here yesterday 13-0, comes back and sweeps the doubleheader, winning game one 5-1, and winning the nightcap by a final of 3-2. We'll be back with the Cut Steakhouse postgame show right after this.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cut's Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Well, a rough day for Stanislaus as they drop both ends of the doubleheader, losing game one 5-1, losing game two by a final of 3-2. Three runs, five hits, one error for Western Oregon. For Stanislaus, two runs, five hits, one error. The win goes to goes to Hunter Luttman. He is now 1-0. The loss to Hernan Luna, he falls to 0-2. Time of the game, 1 hour and 48 minutes. And it's time for our scoring recap brought to you by Modesto Subaru. Western Oregon got on the board in the second inning with two outs and nobody on. A walk to Benny Nazario by Rocco Garola. He was wild pitched to second. And then Gunnar Schiattone ripped a single in the left field to knock in Nazario. And it was 1-0. It stayed that way until the top of the sixth. As Garvey singled the lead off the inning, a pass foul allowed him to go to second. A ground out by Arce allowed Garvey to go to third. Then Garola hit Moeller, and Alex Arden had an RBI single to knock in Garvey to make it 2-0. After Angevine walked to load the bases, in came Hernan Luna, and he struck out Nazario, and he got Schiattone to fly out to center field, and you look like it's 2-0. Warriors tied it in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jacob Harris reached on the air by the shortstop O'Connor after Lewis singled to put runners at first and second, the first time all day the Warriors had multiple runners on in an inning. Corey Lichen sacrificed them to second and third, and then Kian Sanchez lined a double down the right field line to score both runners, and it was 2-2. Mason Kelly hit what looked like would be the go-ahead single up the middle, but Chris Arce, who was playing up the middle, went behind second base, backhanded it, and threw out Kelly. Sanchez went to third, but then Bradley Morris struck out swinging to end the inning. And then in the top of the seventh inning, Luna went back out there, and he hit Jay Olson with the first pitch of the inning. Olson was sacrificed to second by O'Connor after Garvey hit a bloop single to shallow left field to put runners at the corners. In came Eli Blurton, and Chris Arce hit a line drive into right center field that Corey Likens made a great diving catch, but it allowed Olson to tag from third, and he scored. After a couple of hit batters, Blurton able to strike out Angevine to end the inning, but the damage was done. In the bottom of the seventh, the Warriors rallied. They got a leadoff walk to Chase Wilson. He was pinch run for by Carter after a sacrifice by Taylor put Carter at second. Reyes grounded out. Carter stole third, and on the play, Colin Irwin, who'd come in to catch, threw it, and it got past Nazario, but a great play by Finn O'Connor to back it up and keep Carter at third. And then Chris Ortiz, pinch hitting for Harris, popped out to shallow right field to end it. And the Wolves take both ends of the doubleheader. They now have a 2-1 series lead. They improved to 5-6. Stanislaus falls to 8-5. And the final game of the series will be tomorrow afternoon as Zach Geis will take the mound, and we believe for Western Oregon it will be the right-hander Josh Johnson. The Warriors need to win a game to split the series and avoid their first series loss of the year. It is amazing how quickly things can change in the matter of 5 hours. The Warriors were 8-3 and feeling good about themselves after a 13-0 win yesterday, but it was Western Oregon's pitching today who absolutely dominated today. They gave up 2 earned runs in 16 innings. And again, as I said, the Warriors only had multiple runners reach base once in 16 innings here this afternoon. Well, that's going to do it here from Warrior Baseball Film. Thank you so much for watching and listening. For our station manager, Spencer Boyd, for Isabella on video production, for Braden Woodward and everybody that makes it happen, for Larry Johnson sitting in game one. My name is Brian Nelson saying goodnight and God bless everybody. The final scores. Western Oregon sweeps the doubleheader, winning game one 5-1, winning the nightcap 3-2. We'll see you tomorrow at 11:45. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Stanislaus State Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Be sure to visit the archive page for past games. Thank you for listening to the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network.